tell us about what's going on with Consola Auto Sales right now. I mean, certainly interesting situation for your business because, again, you guys don't have a service center, correct?
No, actually, we do, Graham.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Center. It's it's located at a separate location.
Okay.
At 724 Erskine, and it's open, has been open from day one. We did initially when the original announcements first came forward, which left us as an essential business. We had our dealership open and we had our service center open with really strict protocols. So the service department is open by appointment, and we've been quite busy down there, to be honest with you. And our main office, which was closed, I believe it was a week ago Saturday, when the government mandated that car dealerships were no longer an essential service, aside from the service piece. We've had our doors actually closed.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the office has been manned by people because we're also, we have about 800 leases or finance contracts on the road, and we have to have people in to attend to payment alterations and needs and so on. So we're open to an extent, but closed at the door.
Closed at the door. So I know that there's a lot of dealerships that are going through the method of doing some online shopping, online browsing. Does Consola Auto Sales have something similar to that right now, or is it basically right now you're waiting until things sort of pacify right now?
No, absolutely. We've great question, Graham. We've posted on our website various ways to reach us, including through our main website. I also am offering people to phone my cell phone personally between 9 and 9 every day. And the reason that I'm doing that is because a lot of our applications came in through our website anyway. So we're just going to boost that presence. In fact, we're having a sort of a digital marketing grand opening this week, and we're hooking up with a company called Commercial Garage. They're a digital marketing firm, and they're going to ramp up our presence significantly. We do have a regional presence in the area for the lease programs that we offer for people who have credit challenges, and we also have a full line of bank financing in which we're offering 3 to 6 month deferrals on payments to get us through this period for people who need a car right away. So we're accessible 24/7 through the site and 9 to 9 myself personally on my cell phone.
So on your service side again, which is a different facility altogether, how are people able to utilize your service bays?
Well, you can email service@ClonsillaAutoSales.com, or you can call 705-874-8195 and ask for Scott. You can also call our main number, which is on our website. It's 705-742-6500. And our administrator there, Marianne, will pass the message on to Scott and have him call you back and arrange an appointment. You can also drop down and knock on the door. They'll come and speak to you through the door to arrange the time and give you the support you need to get things fixed.
And that's one of the biggest things, too, I assume, whether it's on the with the online portal that you guys are going to launch and with your service center, as well as the physical distancing and trying to maintain that. I know that a lot of shops are going through this situation, trying to find the unique way, the right way to be able to do this, but also to be able to service your customers in an appropriate manner.
Yeah. Well, the service thing is really a little bit easier because once they've made the arrangements with our service manager, Scott, they can drop the keys through a mail slot. They'll sterilize the keys as they come through the door and do the same thing with the steering wheel and shifter knob and door entries and so on, and then bring the car in, complete the work, and then repeat the process in reverse to get it back to the customer in a safe and sanitized way. So that part's looked after. And, at the end of the day, it's so important that we don't blow it on some little thing like that. So we've had these protocols in place for over a month already. So for us to maintain them now, it's really habit, which is really kind of amazing, the changes that have been made in how we do business.
Hugh Waddell is with Consola Auto Sales. This is 10 Questions at 10:45 here on Extra 90.5 PTV of Today Live. So again, you're talking about utilizing different ways in order to make sure that your customers are being serviced, whether they're looking at potentially buying a new car starting in the near future or getting their car serviced. Are there any promotions or specials that you guys are eyeballing right now to lead into that, or...?
Yeah, we do have a number of payment deferral programs in place with both our banks and with our in-house finance leasing company, which services people who have credit challenges. We have, we sympathize, of course, with those who are struggling through this, and there are a number of people who are awaiting government funds to assist them in maintaining their income levels at a satisfactory level. So we have specialists both on products that we're promoting that, we're throwing in as part of a better deal, if you will. But mostly the deferral thing is the key point. If you need a car right now, and for any reason, you have no choice, but, maybe you were in an accident and the car is written off, or maybe the car is just not worth fixing anymore, then we will defer your payments for at least 90 days, if not longer, depending on the financial institution we're dealing with. And we do this in recognition of the situation at large. So as far as pricing goes, we feel we're always competitive, and it's a competitive world out there. And there's a lot of challenges right now. So we're sensitive to that, and we're doing our best to provide the best possible service at the best possible price. In terms of delivering vehicles, we've always had an exchange program. We offer a 30-day exchange program. There's the odd charge if you drive 4,000 or 5,000 kilometers in a month, but essentially, if you're not happy with the vehicle you get, which in this case we can't offer test drives under the rules of our regulatory body OMBIC, then you can take the vehicle that you believe you want, and if it's not suitable, then we'll exchange it for another vehicle on the lot as soon as you're able to choose the one that suits your needs better. So that's a program we've had in place, but we're really pushing that program now, so people know that we want you to have what you want and that you're happy with what you buy.
Certainly does sound like that you're trying to go the extra mile in order to ensure that the customers are happy and the business is happy too, because ultimately you have to, in order to have a good partnership between business and customer, you have to ensure that everyone is satisfied at the end of the day, right?
100%. And I did want to mention that we're not opening the portal this week. Our portal has already been open for years. It's ClonsillaAutoSales.com. You can apply for credit there. You can choose the car you want, send us messages, anything you want. And there's 86 vehicles up on that site right now. What we are doing with this digital marketing push is getting ourselves up on Facebook and Twitter. I mean, in many ways, we were behind the times, and this is forcing us to move forward. We had so much business going on before this happened that we really didn't need to push anything else. But it's wise to be using those medias to reach people. And we have other messages to send, too, things that we're doing in partnership with the neighborhoods, like, buying food satchels from Sobeys and sending them to the food bank, and different things that we're doing as part of our community service and wanting to be engaged in the community in a proper way.
Just a couple more questions as we wrap things up with Hugh Waddell from Consilla Auto Sales. Again, you talked about a brief there in regards to maybe your service center as well with also test drives, but maybe you can run through it again on what you're doing specifically, not only for the customers to keep them safe, but also for your employees as well.
Well, right now the off stores are closed. We are able to take applications online and over the phone. And we do whatever we have to do to deliver and check out those things so we can prepare a quotation, get the people into the vehicle that they're interested in. The only thing that we have to do physically is prepare the vehicle for sale for you, complete the safety check and all the different inspections that we do. And in fact, we do a complete reconditioning on a car, so it does take us a day or two to deliver a car normally, unless it's already prepared. But having said that, if you come to the dealership when you're ready to go, one of our employees will take, one of our managers will write up the paperwork, have it prepared for you. They'll put it on a clipboard and leave it in the car for several hours before you look at it. When you do sign the papers, there's yellow spots that you sign. The papers come back into the dealership through a mail slot, and then what we do is we just verify that they're okay and pass the keys out, or the keys actually are in the car. We let you know that we are finished, and away you go. So it's a contactless delivery, basically. A good old-fashioned clipboard precipitates that being able to be done. And it's worked very, very well. We've had 7 or 8 deliveries in the last 10 days, and they've all gone very, very well. So people are very understanding. They're very, very flexible, and they work with us, and we work with them, and we make it happen. So it's actually a really interesting and kind of a wonderful experience how well people can cooperate together and make these things work.
As you move through, and again, I'm looking through your website right now, looking at some really nice looking cars, some really good prices as well. But as you go through this, and again, you launch that digital portal you just talked about, going a little more social, I guess, to get that that message out there. Are you foreseeing any maybe limitations or issues as you launch in that next phase at all?
I really don't, because, with our service department open, if a person takes delivery of the car, we put a 30-day guarantee on all our cars. You know, if there's any problem with the car after they get delivery of the car, and let's face it, no one's perfect, and our mechanics are not either. They do the best they can. If there's an issue with a car during the first 30 days, we take it down to our service shop. If we've issued a non-manufacturer's warranty on the car, we're fully authorized to do the repairs at our service shop. So the only contentious issue would be if there was anything specific wrong with the car that got missed during those procedures. And we have that covered with our service shop being open as an essential service right now. So really, I don't foresee any difficulties at all. I think the timing of approval, you know, for us has gone from maybe 30 minutes to 90 minutes because various banking facilities are a little less responsive. But when you consider we can get, you know, within hours an approval and get things started for you and accept deposits by email, there's really nothing detrimental about this situation other than we can't meet face-to-face, which we would obviously prefer to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that all our clients feel the same way. They would rather do that as well.
Any learning experiences from the situation that you may choose to carry forward after, you know, we get back to whatever the normal is going to be going forward?
Yeah, well, that's something I've been thinking about. You know, the old handshake, I may be a victim here, which would make me very sad. I was taught by my parents, by my father particularly, to give a good firm handshake and look people in the eye and talk to them. And that's how you read people. And so some of those aspects are kind of maybe a little bit in the way of what we have to look at when we're finished. But you know what? The thing I see here is people working together and doing a lot of people doing wonderful things. And I'm very hopeful about our realization that we have to be maybe a little more careful with our international travel and that we have to work together to create an environment that's a little safer than what we've been used to. I'm sure you feel the same way, Graham, when you get in an airplane now. It's going to be a little cleaner than it used to be. That's not a bad thing, you know?
Definitely not.
There's a lot of things we've learned, and we've been traveling all over the world, you know, unchallenged. And, you know, we have to maybe think about these things a little more clearly. And the other thing is you know, hopefully as a people, this brings people together in a way they appreciate each other more, you know, less road rage, less this, less that. You know, it would be great if this could be a really spiritual, eye-opening experience that helps us be better people, you know? And I think that probably is the case.
Definitely. Chat with Hugh Waddell from Consil Auto Sales as we wrap up. Where can people find more information in regards to Consil Auto Sales and what you guys have to offer and the vehicles that you guys have in stock?
Well, ConsilAutoSales.com, and you can call me anytime on my personal cell phone at 705-761-3031. And of course, we have an answering machine at our office, which is 705-742-6500. But mainly through the website, if you Google Consil Auto, the rest of it will come up and you can load up any questions or information or get phone numbers. Give us a call anytime. I've got my phone number posted on there. And honestly, 9 to 9 is fine with me. I'm happy to speak to anybody at any time and do what we can to sort out any need they may have. And knowing that you won't make a payment for at least 90 days if you pick up a car from Consil. So thanks for the opportunity to speak to you. It's been great.
Hugh, thank you so much for the time and enjoy your Easter Monday and looking forward to seeing what the next chapter looks like.
Take care and be well.
There we go. Hugh Waddell from Consil Auto Sales here on PTPL Today Live. Graham Elliott, Jordan Mercier.
He was getting philosophical there. And I was loving what he was bringing to the table. Outstanding. Also, ConsilAutoSales.com inventory. I'm looking at a 2017 Lincoln Continental, weekly 131, just about 60,000K. Grab. This is the car that I always wanted right here.
Really, eh?
Oh. See, black Lincoln Continental.
I was just looking at a Chevy Cruze here a few moments ago from 2017, and you know, it's pretty hard for me not to decide to go and give him a call and have a look at it.
Nice Dodge Caravan there too. If you're in that chapter of your life for just $61 weekly, go check it out. Outstanding. I think he said what, 86 different vehicles so far on here.
Yep.
So a lot of good stuff.
Love it. You know, we're getting into a conversation about this too, because I saw an article over the weekend in regards to, is it wise to go for that drive? Is it wise? We'll talk about that coming up. This is PTPL Today Live, Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5.